It's been 2 years since the protest at Standing Rock. That's when thousands of Indigenous people and environmentalists camped out in North Dakota to resist construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline there. And while the Trump administration eventually pushed the pipeline through, the fight over energy infrastructure isn't over. It continues in places like Nebraska, Louisiana, and eastern Montana, where police and tribes are bracing themselves for another controversial pipeline. I'm at a small-town diner on the edge of the eastern Montana Badlands. The walls here are lined with portraits of Miss Montana going back to the 1950s, young white women with silver tiaras and perfect teeth. Sheriff Ross Kanan sits down and orders a coffee.
I have a saying, I don't think you find your vocation finds you.
And Kanan's vocation is law enforcement. Since 1993, he's dealt with small-town stuff. Drunk drivers, domestic violence, meth use. But now that developers say the Keystone XL pipeline will be constructed in Kanan's backyard, he's prepping for a potential Standing Rock-style protest. And they've never seen protests here.
We're not looking forward to it, but we're preparing for it, and we're going to handle whatever comes up.
Keystone XL was killed under the Obama administration, but revived under Trump. If built, it would carry oil over 1,000 miles from the Alberta tar sands to Nebraska. Its developers say the pipeline is safe and it could pump billions of dollars into the U.S. economy. Here in Montana, the pipeline would cross the Missouri River, an important source of water for the nearby Fort Peck Indian Reservation. Katie Thunderchild lives there and is worried the pipeline could leak.
And where does that leak go? It goes into the water. And we drink that water. Then we get sick, and then it just goes on down the line.
Keystone XL developer TransCanada says the pipeline will be buried more than 50 feet below the river. The company has state-of-the-art monitoring systems that can register pressure drops and can shut down the pipeline within minutes. But Thunderchild says she's also worried about the kind of people pipeline construction will bring. This is an isolated place. Everyone knows everyone. But Keystone's developers are building temporary housing for a surge of out-of-town workers.
You know, what is their background? Did they commit a crime? Does it involve children? Does it, you know, guns and all the other stuff, drugs?
Thunderchild has 2 young daughters, so the pipeline project scares her. She isn't alone. In at least 6 other states, from Wisconsin to Louisiana, tribes are opposing energy infrastructure projects like Keystone XL. Since Standing Rock, there's been a lot more scrutiny over oil pipelines, and lawsuits against them have ramped up. Here in the northern Great Plains, the Rosebud Sioux and the Fort Belknap Indian community have already sued in an effort to stop the pipeline. They say the Trump administration ignored environmental impacts and treaty rights. Angeline Cheek on the Fort Peck Reservation was at the protests in Standing Rock. She opposes Keystone, even though the pipeline might bring short-term job opportunities to a reservation.
We need to start thinking ahead like our ancestors thought. And, you know, we can't forget who we are.
But she doesn't expect a Standing Rock-style protest here.
Just because everybody's afraid of retaliation, intimidation.
A recent report from the Montana Department of Justice calls some pipeline opponents, quote, environmental rights extremists, and warns of potential violence. Rural law enforcement agencies in eastern Montana, like the one ran by Dawson County Sheriff Ross Kanan, have received training on protest management. But just like those activists, Kanan says he's more concerned about the surge of out-of-town workers than another Standing Rock.
I could care less whether this pipeline's built or not. It does nothing for me, but I am the sheriff of this county. I'm responsible to the citizens of this county to keep them safe, to keep their properties safe.
One man camp is planned near Kanan's town. The specter of the recent Bakken oil boom, which brought more out-of-towners and crime, looms large here. Keystone's developers say they will begin construction of the pipeline in 2019. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.